26-year-old Tyler Hall Brown had two trademarks his friends remember, an ear-to-ear grin and immaculately pressed pants. His penchant for order and his leadership skills led him to the Army. There he became a first lieutenant with the 9th Infantry Regiment of the 2nd Infantry Division. He'd been in Iraq only 2 weeks when he was gunned down by a sniper on September 14th. Lieutenant Brown was from Atlanta. Emily Kopp of Georgia Public Broadcasting spoke with some of his family and his friends.
In this sparsely decorated bachelor's pad in midtown Atlanta, sound bounces off bare wood floors. Four buddies study photos of hiking trips, football games, and European vacations taken during their Georgia Tech days.
Tyler Brown, Tyler Brown.
Jim Barry says his friend was genuinely outgoing, so it seemed fitting always to call Brown's name twice.
When he'd walk into a room, he went around sticking his hand in everybody's face to shake it. Hey, Tyler Brown, Tyler Brown, Tyler Brown, Tyler Brown, Tyler Brown. So he wasn't just Tyler Brown.
Barry said Brown lived large, and not only in the way he worked a crowd. He was 6'4" and muscular. At Georgia Tech, he joined ROTC, became student body president, and the social chair of his fraternity, Kappa Alpha. Everything he did full out, from running his campaign to teaching etiquette to his fraternity brothers. One of them was David Brown, who is not related to Tyler. He recalls what they learned.
What fork goes where the lady sits, how to serve people at dinners, where to walk on the sidewalk when you're with a woman. And so, you know, he tried to do these things to kind of instill the qualities that he saw as fine qualities. And these are qualities that all the successful people and leaders have.
Brown was the youngest of three children. His mother, Sally, says being a gentleman came easily to him.
He had to grow up watching us at the dinner table at night, having what we call party manners and things like that. So I think it was just a natural way for him. It wasn't having to make him do any of that. He liked it.
People speculate about what Brown's future could have been like. His friends say his outgoing personality and sense of propriety made him an ideal politician. Brown had visited Washington when his brother interned for the late Georgia Senator Paul Coverdell. He later stored the phone numbers for the White House and the Senate in his cell phone. But a career in the military was an option, too. Brown had received orders to join the Old Guard, the Army unit that escorts the president and participates in official ceremonies. Brent Brown is Tyler's brother.
He loved politics. You know, he was a leader. He loved the Army. And that was the culmination of complete order, complete respect, complete the foundation of what he liked.
And his father, Kerry, says Brown would have thrived in a place filled with formality and tradition. He uses two words to describe his son.
The first one to be respectful. And I think, of course, that plays into the military scenario. But secondly, considerate. Respectful and considerate.
He says those qualities made his son a role model.
He truly was the finest young man that I ever knew, to the point that I would look at Tyler and say, I want to be just like my son.
Brown will be buried with full military honors at Arlington National Cemetery. For NPR News, I'm Emily Kopp in Atlanta.